The reason why I wrote this article is that we're seeing new faces this week in the State Department. Senator John Kerry's just been sworn in on Monday. And I really think the time's come for taking stock about what's going on in Sudan and trying to evaluate whether the policies on Sudan are actually working.
From 2005, after the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, Sudan was given a lot of credit, especially the government of Omar al-Bashir was given a lot of credits for bringing peace in South Sudan. And so the international community has been toying very carefully to ensure that that spirit of goodwill is still there. Do you think Khartoum has changed its goalpost?
I think Khartoum has their own policy, and I think this is a mistake that a lot of international countries, or we can say mistake, or maybe they know. I'm quite sure that many countries know, but Sudan always plays two faces here, and I think they can play the face of the international community that they're serious about peace. But we really need to look at the evidence here. If we look at Darfur, for example, now, you see wholesale displacement. I would say the situation that we're in right now is worse than at the height in 2004. You have people being bombed all over the Jebel Marra, especially in around Nerteté area, Jildu. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people that have been displaced. They're living in caves. They have no blankets. It's currently freezing in the mountains. And, you know, whether or not the government of Sudan is claiming that they're peacemakers, all evidence points to the contrary where South Sudan is concerned. It's a new country, but it can't secure its borders. Abyei, which was part of the peace agreement protocol, is completely unresolved, despite the fact there was supposed to be a referendum in 2011. South Sudan can't resolve its oil transport issues.
If Sudan is left unchecked, with the developments going on in the Sahel region, what do you foresee happening in Darfur?
I think the situation there is enormously dangerous. We have a situation, as we know, the other day there were reports of Malian rebels turning up in Darfur. We know that that whole area from Darfur across to where Kainan-Bornu and across to where Wadai used to be, and certainly to the north towards the BET, we certainly know that desert area to the north and also into southern Libya is really very difficult to control. No one knows what's going on there, frankly. And we know that, that fighters are coming across that area because we're seeing these people turn up in Darfur.
Now, looking at the African Union, which is one of the regional bodies in Africa, they came up with the slogan that they want to solve African issues with African solutions. And evidence of that is the UNAMID force in Darfur, which is made up of African peacekeepers. How do you evaluate the work of African Union in their strive to bring peace between Sudan and South Sudan?
I do support what they're trying to do, but something needs to happen to make it more of a convincing force. And red lines, you know, really do need to mean that. We can't have a situation whereby the African Union is telling people that they're going to protect certain populations. In Darfur, we have a Chapter 7 mandate. Nothing's happening. People are being killed, at will. I have what the African Union is trying to do, but I think that needs to come with some serious kind of backup to it so that the Sudanese government can't keep breaking the agreements and promises that it makes.
What kind of backup would bring, if you like, order in the whole situation there in Darfur?
I think there needs to be a no-fly zone over that area. If we look at both, I want to talk here both about Darfur and also what's going on in Kordofan and Blue Nile. People are being bombed continuously, night and day. The government of Sudan needs to be told in no uncertain terms to stop bombing innocent people. And if they don't, if they carry on with that policy, there needs to be an international no-fly zone established because there is no other way to protect civilians. And I think right now, if they were able to do that, that would stop a lot of the problems. We've seen that done in Libya. I see absolutely no reason why that couldn't be done in Sudan.